please stand by. All our lines are busy. As soon as one of our lines is free, you will be connected with today's curse.
The only thing we can do at this point is to offer some conjecture. There is evidence, biological evidence, as far as the structure is concerned of the surrounding tissue and what it looked like with little tendrils coming off, that they very well could have been connected to nerves. And then we found a large amount, of course, of nerve cells in the area. So if you just put two and two together, it's fairly well safe to assume that there was some nerve activity involved. Activity involved, and you're looking for function, then if the objects are using nerve energy, they're either putting something in or taking something out.
Like trying to pack the Supreme Court, which was very unpopular. He brought Southern conservative Democrats in to control the different committees so real reform would not take place. And what happened in 1938? A lot of these New Deal freshmen were defeated in office. So there you see the manipulation of the large corporations behind the scenes. And I think one of the things that's happening in this election is the same thing that happened in 36.
Very interesting parallel. Yeah.
Now, we're talking about the Patriot Movement briefly. In America, and people tend not to understand this, we have three broad political movements today. You have the people on the left, the liberals, the progressives, which of course can be broken down into more detail in another analysis. And then you have the traditional conservative, and then you have the Patriot Movement. Now, The Washington Post, May 18, 1995, along with ABC News, did a poll, a very interesting one, and it showed that one in eight Americans, which is about 32 million people, support the goals and activities of the militias.
How many was that?
はい、内務班総員36名、事後4名、現在32名。 It's the quality of your thoughts. What I'm talking about here is raising our consciousness.
Come take me now. Come. Take me. Take me.
Quality of your thoughts.
Take me.
So this whole thing about affirmations, you're already doing affirmations. All day long.
Applesauce. WZBC. Doing a flyby. Ostensibly here to for pest control. Dump it on your neighborhood tonight. If you get those open grills going, don't worry about it. It'll add that aged hickory flavor. Just put those bobs on the Barbie there. Fire it up. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. It's painted on the side. Side of the plane, crop duster. I'm licensed. Trained in Tahrirstan by terrorists. For domestic
order.
Duty.
Law and order.
90.3
and
on
order.
The rotor.
40,
I got a side of lamb inside that engine. By the time I land, it should be dinner time. At a Boston College contract. Head of World Terrorism for the Foreign League. Side door in the ONI, of course. Revolving door always open. Move them in. A little training, some perks, a little better than now, and ship them all over the place. In the missionary position, of course. Show them who's boss. Head them up and move it on in. Gary Geiserman, the Right Honorable. Got my fingers inside the fuse box. Gotta get off somehow around here. Disrupt the peace. Even if it's just inside my own body.
Now that sign says applesauce.
617-552-4686. Telephony for the masses. It ain't free yet, but it's not held under extortion anymore. Just a 5S after all. Give me a freaking break. Corporate matrix closing in on every quarter. Coming in through the rat holes. And all the holes. WZBC.org, streaming 56 click audio. Sound good. You can play that in any MP3 streaming player. Do not, repeat, do not feel you have to use a specific player. NewMetaphysics.com. Little nappy dugouts of old shows, all strung together like pea pods, all doing the nappy together. And studio475.com/newmetaphysics, same damn thing. Except that's the kinkier side. For now. Until my hair designer gets hold of that HTML and gives it a what for. Gotta take back the internet, man, from those mechanical people. Those digital gearheads out there. Pass the baton back between your legs and hand it to the runner behind you.
Psychologists say that we have 50,000 thoughts a day. I don't know how they figured that out.
No. I'm kidding. It says applause.
Some large number, 50,000 seems comfortable to me.
No. I'm kidding. It says applause. Ray, do me a favor. Could you flick that once? All right. Now, remember, you're all a big part of the show, so the better you are, the better Larry is. Okay, now you see this gentleman? Now he's giving me this sign, and it says, we're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. All right, here we go.
10, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Live on tape from Hollywood, the Larry Sanders Show. Tonight, join Larry and his guests, John Forsythe, Rosie Perez, Richard Marks, and me, hey now, Hank Kingsley. And now, because he's standing behind the curtain waiting to come out, Larry Sanders!
Thank you. I think fast, and other days I think slow, it seems. You're already doing affirmations. The result of all those affirmations that you've done in the past is what it says in your checkbook now. When you start unraveling your thinking about money, I want to point out to you that it is a real confront. It's a little bit like standing up in front of a group of strangers and taking off your clothes, because there's no doubt. In your checkbook, it either says $20 or $200 or $20,000. It says some precise number. Well, no, if you write too many checks, it says negative number. You can't have a negative number in there, because if you write too many checks, the bank will send a couple back to you and say, you can't do that. You have to have money.
$32 million people, one in eight Americans.
One out of eight. All right, we're going to have to pause there.
German.
when Hitler came to power, the national media in America all pretty much said, give Hitler a chance. Lives, and they left politics to the professionals.
It's like the writer is always is never integral to the action. The one who becomes the writer. The writer is always the one that lives on the perimeter.
One world system. Global unity. Well, at what cost? Our military going down a drain? That doesn't make sense.
He reached over and rubbed Bobby on his leg. I guess Bobby didn't like it, you know. We started fighting. It just got more intense as the fight went on. Anybody get out on any of my friends.
Did you know what was going on?
No, not at first. Bobby, he kind of jumped to his feet. And he said, "Motherfucker, I'm tired of you hitting up on me like that right there." And I thought, man, what the fuck? And he hit this one dude, and I said, man, what's up? He said,
other people, and there was this belief that Hitler was somewhat of an extremist, but the people around him would make him a good German. When Hitler came to power, the national media in America all pretty much said, give Hitler a chance.
You take a brush and pick up some paints, make somebody's nose out of it. It's kind of absurd, but not doing it is just as absurd.
You paint it right on the paper and then...
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Then they paste it on linen, you know. You know, you make such a beautiful job that I think it's better than painting on canvas. Not that I do it for that reason, I just like the paper.
Do you consider yourself a painterly painter?
Very much, yeah.
What does painterly mean?
Well, not that you can see it's done with a brush. I have them in three sizes. Don't you know the big ones? I have them out here, the little ones.
Eric Williams will inbound the basketball. Rick Fox is in defensively. They get it into Kenny. Fisher. Pierce coming around the screen. They get it to Pierce. Pierce on the drive to the basket. Out to Antoine. Tipped away out of bounds. Still Boston.
It was certain awkwardness which I get used to with my life. And when I make those large landscape pictures, so-called landscapes, I work with very bad brushes. You know, so those kind of brushes that if you paint a ceiling, it drips all over you. But they seem, they're made out of a fiber and very little hair. And I kind of put them in boiling water until they get kind of blubbery, you know what I mean? And I, gives me a great comfort to paint with them. Paint can get so thick that I intuitively took some newspapers and kind of flattened them out on the canvas, you know, to absorb the oil out of it. Then when I took it off, I saw the back print of the papers, and I thought it was nice. That's about all. It had no social significance that way, you know, like Rauschenberg used it or something. It was just an accident.
How old were you when you had your first one-man show?
44.
I had my first one-man show in 1950. I was 45 years old.
In 1943, Hans Hoffmann had his first one-man show at Peggy Guggenheim's gallery, The Art of This Century, in New York. It wasn't until he was 65 years old. Hoffmann, as he put it later, spent all these decades sweating out cubism.
All the language and all the criticisms in American art came from the idea of the two-dimensional plane, the push and the pull. All these were Hoffman's words he gave to his students.
Hoffman had a great responsibility in the fact that he kept, let's say, an artist like Matisse up in the forefront of attention. At a time when his stock was down, Hoffman had this sense of continuity with the past. The whole past was there, even when you didn't consciously know that. Hoffman was very unsure of himself, the way everybody is. He showed it. He wrote it out, as it were, the way other people didn't. I think Hans really got in the high gear sometime around 54, 53. Though he painted some great pictures in 42, 43. Anticipations of Pollock, Anticipations of Steel.
As you know, the movement is such as it is, to the degree that it's a movement, is usually called abstract expressionism. I think very few of the artists involved.
Antoine was set in the corner. Pierce had penetrated, was going to kick, and the Celtics say they'll take a full timeout, so we'll take it too. Don't go to bed yet, folks.
There were kids 8 and 9 years old that were sniffing airplane glue to get high on. These kids are responsible for turning musicians on a lot of things they never knew about, actually. So I had a fantasy how it happened. Kid is alone in his room. It's Saturday. Kid is played by George McCready.
Well, let's see now. I'm all alone in the room, and it's Saturday. I'll make an airplane. That's what I'll do. I'll make a Lancaster, good structural design. I'll get the balsawood here, cut it out, sand it off. Now a little airplane glue. I'll rub it on the rag, and, here now. I'm getting loaded. Is this possible? Loaded on airplane glue? Maybe it's stuffy, and I'll call my dog over. Filika, come here, darling, and smell this rag. Smell it, you freaky little doggy. Smell the rag, Flicker. Flicker. Flicker! He's up there. I've done it. I'm the Louis Pasteur of junkiedom. Out of my skull for 10 cents. Well, there's much work to be done now. Horses' hooves to melt down. Noses to get ready. Cut to the toy store. Any toy store. Any neighborhood. Kid walks in.
Hello, Schindler. Nice the way you got here. Give me a nickel's worth of pencils. Big boy tablet. Some juju beans. Tailspin Tommy book. And 2,000 tubes of aeroplane glue.
I hope you can sleep tonight, Mr. Lee Page.
The handheld devices like the Palm Pilot and the Pocket's PC are very easy to purchase. Any electronic store has them.
Good for business.
He was on the cover of Time magazine at one point.
The other day when I was sitting at the bar at Barlow's, I noticed that the guy on my left was about 6 feet 7 inches tall. It's a pretty tall guy, and the guy on my right was about 5 feet tall. And then for some reason I started to think about all the people I know who I see on a weekly basis, and about what they did for a living and how tall they were. And I made this list. Bill Borbély, he's a plumber, 5'11" tall. Tracy Steele, she's into home maintenance, she's 5'5" tall. Lane Ackerman, carpenter, 6'1". Brad Scharf, philosopher, 5'8". Chris Lane, musician, 5'9". Corinne Brown, writer, 5'6". Don Davis, shop owner, 5'6".
How long has it been since you had a good old country ass whooping?
I guess there'll always be a few red dots, but
the Khmer Rouge takeover, the New York Times was already accusing him of genocide.
Motherfucking fags like that right there. And it happened so fast, you know, stuff happened so fast in a situation like that. I really probably, you know, shouldn't have done it. This guy, you know, he's trying to make homosexual advancement in my best friend.
It's tough out of the Kenny, and then there's Kobe right with Pierce. Watch Shaq step up, and they get it over to Antoine. It's knocked away by Ori. Remains Boston's ball. And they do have Mark Blount in this ball game. But they could use another three-point shooter as he goes to the basket.
Williams will once again do the honors. Anderson, Pierce.
You don't respect my father. And it's safe to say it's difficult to me, not because, you know, I get high off of you respecting my authority, but because I have a job that I'm trying to perform, and it's very difficult to perform that job when that's the case. You know, I spent the last 20 years of my life on technology, and now after I get to the point where I'm able to build an organization to do that, I'm just going to, you know, if we're co-CEOs, then we're co-CEOs. But don't tell me anything different. And if, if, if that's the way it works, then I need to know that that's the way you think it works. And you know what? I'll leave. It's the same discussion we had before. You know, it's not going to work. So I need to know, you know, what it is you want to do. And then I'll make a decision about whether I stay.
Okay. I'm going to go on vacation for 2 weeks. And I'll communicate with you, and I'll communicate with Julian. That's about it. And it's very difficult to do.
You know that, you know, I love you. These are difficult things to say because...
You just need to make sure that Neil Wise and Health is appropriately received on the 20th, and that Melissa is taken care of.
Alex, this is Tom Herman. How are you? Good, I haven't spoken to you for a while. I'm at a point where the company is considering bringing in some more senior talent, and so there's a very good chance that I'll be leaving, and I need to negotiate a settlement with our board, basically, as they try to sort of consolidate leadership with one CEO. I become more and more of a problem, and I understand that. I am. That's my nature. They've asked me to take 3 months time off, paid time off, with continued vesting. So I feel like I should settle now instead of settle in 3 months.
It costs a 5 months. Yeah, we've been working kind of 20-hour days for a year and change on this stuff. So it's tough, but you know it's important to kind of separate the business from the personal.
Yep,
it's the right thing to do. You know, from the company's perspective.
Jane Macrow, Potter, 5'4.5". Jimmy Barlow, pub owner, 5'5". By the way, these are correct heights. I asked the people. I didn't challenge them if I thought they were wrong, but I did ask them. I didn't just make this up in my head.
This becomes a very important thing to have with you for the rest of your life, I think.
So you got on here, you got your Barabbas one plugged there. Mm-hmm. And you got your,
mm-hmm.
And that comes... Oh, that's Herod's little bowl of water. Mm-hmm. Wash your mm-hmm. hands on there. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the your stoles, what's this little box here? Confessional.
Yeah, well, that's a prefabricated confessional. That can be set up in 16 minutes by two men, and it comes with a little curtain, and as you see, it's a three-sided. It's got a floor and ceiling. Oh, you got him, monster's costume, mm-hmm. A little sliding window, and this has become a very popular item because it can also come in a range of woods. We can do a simple plywood one, or go all the way up to a birch-faced kind of veneer.
He's dead because of it. And this stuff, you know, it's just, you know, life's just one big opinion. What you make of the opinion, to me.
So I need checks back to you, and you can't pay them yet until you have enough money to do it. So the bank supports you in having money. I want to talk about career selection. Find a career that you like. See, I was real fortunate. When I was a kid, I tried everything. I tried mowing lawns and shoveling snow and raking leaves and setting pins and caddying and every occupation that you could imagine. And since I was a little kid, nobody ever told me that you have to find one career and stick with it forever. See? So it was okay for me to be what, if I mean, I change my career every week. And if adults do that, we don't, everybody would say they were a flake. I was fortunate. As a kid, I did that. And so it took me several years of having week-long careers until I found one that I liked, where I worked in a restaurant. I've always been willing to change my career if I didn't like what I was doing. One of the elements of a prosperity consciousness is a willingness to start over.
A strong fantasy life about being in the middle. The one who's in the middle has no fantasy life because he is the quarterback, he is the class president. I mean, you're working overtime imagining life in the center, and out of that habit comes the habit of imagining things and creating worlds.
Find on the internet. I think they, you know, give you a free 30-day trial.
Yes.
And it's a piece of software that's been highly regarded as being able to detect Trojans. The problem with it is it uses the same technology to detect viruses and worms. It's called signature-based. So the AV company, the antivirus company, or in their lab, they find what they call malware, malicious software, if you will. And they develop a signature, and then they update their database. So users are supposed to, on a frequent basis, you know, update their definitions file. And what it does is it will look for that particular pattern. It will scan all the different executable files on your computer and your DLL files, looking for that particular pattern and identify it as a known worm or a known virus. That's the same technology these Trojan horse scanners are using as well.
Year, I believe, or at least he got a cover because of the work he did in Germany and pulling it out of its stupor after World War One. Go ahead with that, and then you got another example for us.
Yeah, the other example is brand new, the September 15 issue of a magazine, Vital Speeches of the Day, which is in a fair number of libraries, and there's an article titled Plots, Plans, and Partnerships, Global Governance and U.S. Mining, and it's by the president of the National Mining Association, who is a businessman apparently loyal to the Constitution. He served in the White House under Nixon. And the article mainly focuses on two books. One is Our Global Neighborhood, the report of the Commission on Global Governance.
Mm-hmm.
And I have that book. It's around 410 pages, and in great detail it outlines the plan for a one-world government, even discussing plans to hold a conference in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
So while most of the country is asleep, these plans are proceeding en masse.
Yes,
and some of the things he points out in this article is, and in 1998, if they follow their own published plans to begin the subordination of the independence of the U.S. to a collective sovereignty in economic, political, legal, and other matters, he notes there is ambitious plans for power to govern people without the trouble of winning consent in elections. And then he quotes a few statements from this huge book. Sovereignty must be exercised collectively, particularly in the global commons. The essence of governance is the capacity of the international community to ensure compliance, and collective sovereignty to intervene by coercion in most economic and environmental policies of most nations. And he notes how in this book the UN must play a central role, regimes empowered to enforce compliance. And there's a new era that responds to the collective will.
So we'll talk much more about the victims of an invasion by a multi-million man army, which has taken up residence in this country. And I'm talking about illegal immigrants who are draining and causing mass hemorrhaging of our social financial fabric, are we not?
And here Antoine off the double pick, and his Laurie didn't want to foul him. Off the glass, and 1.2 left. And if ever you got to play defense, it's right now, guys. Watch it from another angle. There's Ori.
NJ, you want to foul him. Departure, SCM 235A.
Longside Sort, NJ, US, arrival SCAN, 2:11 a.m., Philadelphia Air Hub, Penn, U.S., departure SCAN,
twisted and aggressive,
12:43 a.m., Philadelphia Air Hub, Penn, U.S., arrival SCAN, March 28, 2000, 8:35 a.m., Knoxville, Penn, U.S., departure SCAN, 7:40 a.m., Knoxville, 10, U.S., arrival SCAN, Mar.
Walk round in circles to pond, halt by the prima mobile, laughing and lingering. Two little drops of honey have fallen, he stepping away into the just limbo of dust. Blood rumba beating in the suburb, blood rumba in the beating suburb, blood rumba beating in the blood, in the rumba, blood, blood. Rumba, blood.
People beginning to understand such situations that might not have began to realize the big picture of the supernatural world. Crossing over these worlds has been done, but is not necessarily dangerous or thought to be as a bad influence. So to cross over these two imaginary lines, it's important to have good sleep techniques, because that is where the third world of the brain begins, is during sleep sessions. Recordings of these placed thoughts might not begin anymore.
The end.
WCBC.
COM.
Natick, Mass. Gary G4Mag.com. All done.
Regard. If you and I, say, chose to enact a confessional ritual, we couldn't.
Old combat, affirmation, compliment, rune, ready, burly, cruiser, caution, bosun, court rotation, banker, incumbent, crozier, in company, shoring, incorporate old habits, corruption, re-shoestring, roots and rashly, old babies, grandson, notes and barley, green, hover and rings, sheep, right and railway, breast, head, time, manual, by custard, first, law, lotion, crinoline, Russian, Caspian, crew, captain, wash and rinse, easy. Cubic opacity, oracular or shanty, opacity, charitable or recreation, currently in or option, canary, gravy or seriously, group, quatrain, snap, in vigor, V, query, Q, oval, owl, investigate, cauliflower, clove, icicle, view, sky, lover, few, lie, high, cluster, value, low, clue, home, finder, lonely, cone, London, clothesline, under, can, delinquent, lend, droned, and gunned her. Likely go to the local church and say, priest, can we borrow your confession?
You've got to split up into pieces, you know, and then reconstruct yourself from the elements.
He'd want to get involved in the confessional process.
Thank you.
a.m. Knoxville, 10, U.S. Arrival SCN, Mark 27, 2000, 10:16 p.m. MEMPHIS Hub, 10, U.S.
Last week's program with James Collier. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeedy. Now, one of the most important books I read in the last couple of years is FDR, My Exploited Father-in-Law by C.B. Dahl. And I highly recommend that people try to get that through interlibrary loan. And he, in the 1920s, late 20s, he married FDR's daughter. And from the 20s until the 1960s, he was basically immersed in the ruling political and economic elite, and he always saw this deep push for one world government constantly happening, constantly being discussed behind the scenes, and he made it clear that he loved the Constitution and our Republic, so he was quite sad about the whole thing. And speaking of the election process being controlled for around 100 years, he had the following interesting statement to make. Usually, carefully screened leading actors are picked well in advance of election day by a small group, picked for both major parties, thereby reducing the promotional risk of just about zero.
'21, '22, '23, '24, '25, '26, '27.
To just about zero.
You know, I don't have any opinion whatsoever for homosexuals, except they ought to all be taken care of.
Culture that it's just been impossible to find images of people who were gay. And if you find it, it can be so exciting. So I'm sure you've gotten very personal letters from readers who really wanted to make some kind of emotional contact with you.
Texas was good, and I imagine you're probably going to Kerrville, and maybe not, who knows. I'm certainly am not. I'm going to be on stage. I have commitments to...
So that gives us a set of technologies currently existing, except for the digital cash. We don't have a fully anonymous digital cash yet. Set of technologies with which I can send messages which only the intended recipient can read, which nobody can trace.
43, 44, 45. Yo, man, R&B sucks. I mean, there's a couple of people that can flow, but for the most part, the genre sucks. Just a bunch of people singing over rap beats. Get a whole rap record, sing over it. Now everybody talk about their label, label this, label that. Hey, Smokey Robinson wasn't singing about Motown. The Isley Brothers wasn't going T-neck in the motherfucking house. The Jacksons wasn't singing about Epic because nobody gave a fuck. Hey, it's time for a record.
Zimmerbild. Jazzmusikanten lade ich auf den Plattenteller, nadle sie fest, dass sie flattern mit ihren Schmetterlingssaxophonen. Die englische Bulldogge hockt mit abgehäutetem Ziegelleib vor den schmatzenden Chinesen. Die explodierenden Augen der Kreatur erschüttern nicht die Bambuswände meines Hunderestaurants.
And with which I can make anonymous transactions.
Tief zieht gewölbt aus geballtem Staub über die Grand Canyons meines Fußbodens
You need internet access. And you can download them from websites like BNN.com and Amazon.com.
How long has it been since you had a good old country ass whooping?
The angels, Mickey. Sweet, sweet. They're coming down for us from heaven. And I see you riding a big red horse. And you're driving the horses, whipping them. And they're spitting and frothing all on the mouth. And they're coming right at us. And I see the future. There's no death. Because you and I were angels.
From Newton to you, my friends. It's only audio, nobody gets hurt. Except it is embedded with scent. I won't go into it. 90.3 FM out of Newton. WZBC. New metaphysics. Straight out of the Black Forest for you. In the ascent of a civilization from hanging upside down on trees, straight out of the Black Forest. Set you straight. Give you what for. Reset your gizmos so you can function in the world today. You can have it all, my friends. That's what keep Americans going, because they all live in Massa's house now. We got the Office of Strategic Information now, my friends. Official propaganda. Propaganda's propaganda. Not your father's, my friends. It's legal now. Microsoft owned the factory, working with your government officials to set things straight, where you can have it all. I mean, that's what the yuppies were trying to teach us all these decades. You could have your coffee mit Schlag and everything. That's what Americans live for. No plantation niggers around here. Not no more. Everybody's de massa. Serve 'em up. Hit 'em out of the park. I mean, baseball is played here. White ritual of white rituals. For the white race, my friends. 9 swinging golfers per team teeing off on the Body Politic. Like William Tell's wife. Just on the tip of the fork, held midstream in a very torpid room in Morocco, where that clock be a turning back all the way across the arc. 100% dead center. Right on the tip of your tongue.
Siphon, station, stash, rash, state, sycamore, size, state, rash. ration, siphon, station, stash, rash, state, sycamore, stave, scythe, ration, siphon, station, stash, rash, state, sycamore, scythe, stave, ration. Ration, siphon, station, stash, ration, ration, siphon, station, stash, rash, stash, sycamore,
I'm gonna jerk a half inch in your eye.
This year, the Blue Ribbon's gonna probably go to Jimmy Charlene's ping pong playing parrot.
Right. He's not gonna buy it.
I know he ain't.
My penis, and I said that I wanted to be a full-time slave to war.
The only problem is that these technologies at present only provide privacy for a tiny bit of our lives, namely the part that consists of email messages. All right, it's a very, very narrow communication channel. This problem also is being solved.
Interested in expressionism, and I think the so-called expressionist element has to do with a certain anxiety and a certain violence.
Archie Bell address, Houston, Texas. Archie Bell and address. What the hell is a drill? We have to go down to Houston, Texas to find that out. That's where they were from, right? Hi, this is Archie Bell and address, Houston, Texas. In Houston, we not only sing, but we dance as good as we walk. In Houston, we got a new dance called the what? Okay, come on, Dan. This is the music tighten up with. Okay, first you tighten up on the drums, then the drum will come in. Then tighten up on the bass. Bass line come in. It was wicked. How'd it go? Come on. Come on, y'all.
Now make it mellow. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. I couldn't dance too good, but I could get off in the privacy of my cell. You know?
As well as beauty. And from that standpoint, when it appeared, was the most baffling, and Alfred Barr has told me, the most hated expression ever to appear in this country.
Sentenced at all for murdering homosexual.
I was guilty. I never denied that.
But deep inside you. I mean, I know what the law is.
I wouldn't lose no sleep over
it. What do you mean?
I mean, I wouldn't lose no sleep over it if I hadn't been found guilty. I ain't never really thought a whole lot about it, you know. By the time we got arrested for it, tell you the truth, I really had almost forgot about it. Wasn't in my mind anymore. I thought about it, you know, a little bit after it happened, but I don't want to sound like it wasn't a big deal, you know, but it's just one less problem the world had to mess with.
We're not sure what to call this film yet, you know. Trying to figure out what a title would be. We were thinking about calling it Licensed to Kill. What does that mean to you?
You know, for me to sit here now and to even think about, you know what I'm saying, accepting something that, for me, is horrendous, you know what I'm saying? You don't have a license to kill. Nobody has a license to kill, you know what I'm saying? You can't even condone killing. You see it on the TV every day, you know what I'm saying? He dumped on this, he shot him with tennis shoes. People running around bombing up people's houses and blowing up buildings and stuff like that. It's more or less, you know, it's there. You know, we know that it's killed out there, but nobody has a license. I don't even think police should kill people, you know what I'm saying? You can always stop a person without killing them, you know what I'm saying? Oh, but I had to. I don't think you did, you know what I'm saying? So, really, nobody has a license to kill anybody, you know what I'm saying? Even if you did, it's still wrong, you know what I'm saying? So, I wouldn't say that, you know what I'm saying? I don't like it.
But you have one.
Not anymore. I had a heart that pumped nitro. I had a heart that pumped nitro. I didn't care, you know what I'm saying? I really didn't. When I was growing up, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to be bad. I wanted to be bad. I didn't want to be no cowards and stuff like that. So I built myself up, pumped myself up to be bad, you know what I'm saying? But look where it's got me, you know what I'm saying? I'm bad, but I'm locked up. I'm doing time, a lot of time. Where that badness come in? You ain't nobody bad up in here. Ain't nobody bad up in here. Let them tell it. Let us tell it, for that matter. Yeah, we all bad.
Very powerful, wondrous cathedral crystal. Now, we talked of the Alestra before, and it has a similarity, most definitely so, but yet it is in its own way very different. Alestras are very ancient crystals, certainly so. We would suggest they were first about in Lemuria, certainly so, the first experiment in the new kind of human being, and the first place where such crystal work was indeed so obvious, so full, so very rich. And we would suggest here in this particular way it was so used. But Alestrals, in this sense, have a very otherworldly quality. Extraterrestrial is perhaps too woo-woo a word. We're not talking about greys, we're not talking about the great whites, we're not talking about all the flim-flam that goes on in such a way. We're talking about multidimensional beings. We're talking about those beings, those consciousnesses that are from other planetary systems within your universe and from beyond your universe. These sorts of extra, truly extraordinary terrestrials of their own world, but certainly not of your own, we would suggest often work and use with this energy that is celestial. And we would suggest here in this particular regard, these, as we say, have tremendous messages to give, tremendous information to give, but we don't recommend that you go into an celestial, that you would go into a cathedral, yes, that you would go into any other numbers, yes, but not into an celestial until you are well experienced, until you have a great level of mastery. Because the energy is so fast, because there is such a wild, chaotic energy within them, we would suggest don't go in there. Because in that particular way they tend to grind up negativity, because they tend to dispose of negative energy more rapidly than any other in this particular regard. They have no use for it. They're on a mission, as we say. They've got places to go, things to do. We personify them a bit too much, perhaps, but we would suggest here in this way, they have no use for negative energy.
Well, y'all quit on me? You let them take your tag nut from you? Huh?
People don't ever let nobody take your tightness up from you. It's a very... It's a very precious thing. Oh, yeah, we had another pop group back in 1966 that I forgot about. We had the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And now I'm sitting up here, I don't feel like defending nothing. I look out my window sometimes, I don't even know where I am. I could be in Connecticut, San Francisco. They say it's only 10 hours from here to Vietnam. I could be over there running through the jungle with Creedence Clearwater Revival and all that. I mean, none of us really know at any given time where the hell we are. You don't know where the hell you are right now, do you? You don't know if you're living or dead, sitting up here in like a void, like a dream state. More than likely, we're sitting up here in a police state. Huh? Oh, yeah. Huh? From what I heard, I don't have no crystal ball. But from what I've heard, they're using Africans for target practice in New York City. Huh? 41 shots? Only 19 hit them. They need to take some more target practice. Put a broomstick up a man, wrecked them. I say wrecked them, they nearly killed them. Huh? Look, I hear the high heels sneaking up behind me, people, so I'm gonna get out of here. But before I do, I want to share something with you on the QT. Let me tell y'all something. 10 times in the last 3 weeks, one of my staff workers has been approached by the FBI. FBI wrote a little note, attached it to a $50 bill, put it on the windshield of my staff worker's car. The note said, there's plenty more where this come from. Hey, I got the note. I'll show it to you later. Just yesterday, my same staff worker was approached face-to-face in the broad daylight by the FBI. The FBI agent said to my staff worker that they would pay to my staff worker a certified check for $20,000 if my staff worker would just tell the FBI anything about me or about the Black Panther Party. Why? Because we're in the system now. We're not a threat any longer. We're up in the penthouse now, so they want to protect me. Federal Bureau of Investigation won't pay $20,000 for the privilege of protecting Huey P. Newton. It's crazy, isn't it? Well, you tell people about this FBI stuff, they think you're just being paranoid. But let me tell you something, people. I've been followed to the grocery store, the barbershop, the donut shop. Whenever they train me in my automobile, it is always bumper to bumper. And I'm getting to the point where I'm saying this late in the 20th century, the man should have been able to develop his technology to the point where he can just have a little satellite up there on top of the Golden Gate Bridge, beat me down on me, save everybody a lot of trouble. Me and the FBI. Don't you think? And I'm getting to the point where I'm saying this is like my running joke. My running joke at this point in time is I would love to reverse the evolutionary process and get my tail back, and then at least I know it's following me. What's that? Oh, that's your tail. Huey, okay, cool. Well, I thought it was FBI. What's that? Oh, they should tell you. Okay, cool. I thought it was CIA. What's that? Oh, they should tell you. Okay, cool. I thought it was Ronald Reagan. Smelled just like him. Look,
I am not paranoid, people. I am not paranoid. I am not paranoid. I'm bored. I'm bored. I'm B-O-R-E-D. I'm bored. I wish I could walk out on myself right now. I really do. I wish I was sitting up watching the NC2A highlight. 3 points for the nigger, $1 million for the network. Who got game? And the boredom is just a little place I like to run and hide sometimes where maybe the pain is not too great. Because you know I got very much involved in alcohol, right? Cocaine, Valium, heroin, cool cigarettes. Now this is a slow murder of yourself, isn't it? Isn't it? It's like I'm sitting up here murdering myself to death, isn't it? Huh? It's like a reactionary suicide, isn't it? Huh? Sometimes I think maybe sometimes I think maybe we shouldn't have worked so hard to free me from the gas chamber. Maybe that would have been a better death for me than this boredom I'm going through right now. Huh? This reactionary suicide. Maybe sometimes I think maybe I would have been better off if I had gone to Jonestown, Guyana. Well, hell no, that's not going to work because I'm not leaving this world with Kool-Aid on my lips, okay? Okay, there's 7 children in my family. You know, we grew up drinking some nasty Kool-Aid. They're going to have to put some Cavassier up in the mouth. At least some cold duck. Come on, Reverend Jones. And then I got all kind of fool come up here to the security system. Want to call themselves a journalist. Ask me stupid questions like, what's the difference between the old Huey P. Newton and the new Huey P. Newton? How are you going to answer a question like that? What's the difference between the old Huey P. Newton and the new Huey P. Newton? Look, I'm just the same old thing. We got the same problems in the community. We got drugs in the community and into the community by the government, manufactured especially for the community by the government, and then the police uses those same government drugs as an excuse to vamp on everybody in the community. Oh, they call it a war on drugs, when really it's just a war on poor people. Oh, well, Huey, how would you like Huey P. Newton to be remembered? Well, I don't want Huey P. Newton to be remembered, because if Huey P. Newton needs to be remembered, that means that Huey P. Newton has been dismembered. But if Huey P. Newton needs to be remembered, I would like Huey P. Newton to be remembered as someone who was there. I would like Huey P. Newton to be remembered as someone who was very, very... very loved. I love you too. See, I guess what's most frustrating for me right now is that I'm a lot like you. I'm not very active any longer. But I suppose that believing in nothing is believing in something, right? Now, would anybody care for a hit of this? Oh, come on, get your shotgun on. Come on, what? Ah, come on, you want some of this? Well, you got a better brand? That's what I heard. Oh, well, Huey, well, the system's really put you through the mill. Are you bitter? Are you bitter, Huey? There's a black man talking to you. I said, no, brother man, no black man, no Bryant. I am not
bitter, okay?
I'm entertained. You know me, I stay entertained. I mean, sometimes it's a good picture show, sometimes it's a bad picture show, but you know me, I'm going to stay entertained. Speaking of picture show, y'all ever seen this movie called Black Orpheus? Ever seen it? Anybody? Good flick, isn't it? One of my top favorite of all time. Orpheus is a good-looking brother, isn't he? Huh? I just hear the sisters. Come on, brothers. Admit that your brother good-looking. Your nuts not going to drop off. Come on, huh? A good-looking brother. He can play that guitar, can't he? Samba, bossa nova. He got that thing going on, doesn't he? Huh? But he gets into a confrontation with death, remember? You know, death wins. Just like death going to win every time. You can't fight against death. But what he does is, before he dies, he gets himself an apprentice. Remember? A little boy. Had to teach the little boy how to play the guitar. And he tell the little boy that if he learns to play this one particular tune on the guitar just right, that he will have the power to what? Make the sun rise. Whew, that's a lot of power. You can make the sun rise just by playing one tune on the guitar. So the last scene of the film, I won't set it up like they do on the Johnny Carson show. Okay. The last scene of the film, Orpheus is dead, but the little boy has his guitar, and he's sitting up on top of a high mountain down in Brazil. And the little boy is playing that tune that Orpheus had taught him, you know, just like he taught him, with the glissando and the arpeggio and all that going on. And the little boy got a little girl right next to him, and she dancing. She's very pretty. She got the breeze just blowing through her skirt. She got the power of the people in that movement. There's a movement of people right there. That's what Ziggy Daddy called it, right? What's Ziggy Daddy name? Ba. Movement of the people, right? So the little girl is spinning and grinning. The little boy is strumming and humming. And before you know it,
before you can say the words, get up, stand up, the sun just... Just come right on up. Just like that. It's beautiful. So beautiful.
BG. So whatever that is, it's in that. And it's about me remembering my childhood. It explains itself, and I'm really proud of it. It is what it is. It may not be some great work of art according to Rod Kennedy standards, but who cares? He's an idiot anyhow. But I feel really good about it. And I have to kind of separate myself from the world of professional singer-songwriters because I'm not one. This is just something I do to figure out my personal history and how I feel about it. And songwriting for me is therapy. It's like I don't consider myself an actress. I don't consider myself a songwriter. It's like what I do because I have to express myself to feel alive. And so I'm excited to share the song with you, and I have a couple others that are brewing inside me, but I don't think they're going to get written until my play is well underway. All my energy is going into that. And do some work in my garden that's really overgrown. We got 70 some inches of rain this year.
Sixty, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67.
It's water, like almost 6 feet of water or something.
68.
At that point, maybe a couple hundred or maybe a few thousand people have been killed. And from then on, it was a drumbeat, a chorus of genocide.
John in Denver wishes me to ask you the following. How do you feel about John Markov, is it, who wrote the newspaper article about you and something about a movie he's asking about that was somehow successfully blocked from even being distributed? A movie about you, is that? It was.
Yeah, it was called Takedown. It was a movie that was based on this book, Takedown, that John Markov wrote. With my respect to my feelings on John Markov, I think he's largely responsible for creating the myth of Kevin Mitnick. That's the gentleman that wrote the NORAD story, you know, that I broke into NORAD, that I wiretapped the FBI, that I planted false news story about.
Well, what about this movie, Takedown? What happened?
Well, what ended up happening is while I was in custody, they shot the film. Skeet Ulrich played me, and there was some other, unknown actors in the movie. And they basically accepted the version or the book, Takedown, as their storyline. But what ended up happening is the initial script that was released portrayed me as like the Hannibal Lecter of computer hacking. It was just completely out of, portrayed me as a person that I'm not, depicted me doing things that I never did, and there was an outcry from pretty much the hacker community and the same grassroots movement that was established to help get me out of custody, if you will. They picketed, Miramax was the company behind the feature film. And what eventually happened is they started, you know, they did some script changes, I guess based on the pressure.
Have you ever seen a copy?
Oh, I did. In fact, what ended up happening is
69, 70, 71, 72.
Settled, I was going to go after Miramax for libel, and what ended up happening is we settled a lawsuit, and I can't really, I'm not at liberty to discuss
that's
the terms
fine.
Of the lawsuit.
No,
but,
that's fine. That's fine.
But
73!
What ended up happening at the end of the...
74!
Which was interesting, is the movie producers or the writers actually stole material from another book that was written about me called The Fugitive Game. And they used this material without that author's permission, and then they were sued a second time. So at the end of the day, the movie was never released in the United States. It was just released over, I believe, in not domestically, but overseas.
To receive 7:31 p.m. MEMPHIS Hub 10 U.S. Origin SCN. Access is made available only to those who accept the terms of the following agreement. By accepting this agreement, I certify the following. 1. I do not find images of nude adults, adults engaged in sexual acts, or other sexual material to be offensive.
76!
objectionable. 2. I am at least 18 years of age and have the legal right to possess adult material in my community.
Say seven!
3. I understand the standards and laws of the community, site and computer to which I am transporting this material, and am solely responsible for my actions.
Human body is the Douglas pouch located?
Oh, God. Slightly below the uterus on a female.
Does that every single day.
Have a decaf mocha to go?
Mm-hmm. One decaf mocha?
Decaf mocha.
Can I get you? No, I do not want a biscotti with that.
Important is it says, as we looked up the Grecian Sphinx, the logo. In fact, here's another shot of the logo. As we looked their logo up, as we looked it up, we found out that the Sphinx was a gatekeeper for something higher than itself.
The big bestseller on Cambodia, Pol Pot, is called Murder in a Gentle Land.
I remember my mother saying, "Oh, that's terrible." I said, "Mother, I don't talk like that, but they do. What am I going to do?" I mean, it's a fact, but I think it really does spark it up, though. There's no question about it. It's not descriptive at all. You know, it's just they're sounds, but they're emphatic sounds.
Thank you.
Here's Samuel Jackson getting Chris Tucker into the trunk. Lots of expletives from Jackie Brown. Elmer Leonard, thank you very much.
Thank you, Terry.
Man, you must be out of your mind if you think I'm gonna get in this dirty ass trunk.
We ain't going nowhere but to Koreatown, man. You ain't gonna be in here no more than 10 minutes.
Man, I ain't riding in no trunk for no minute, man. Well, I can't ride up front with you.
You can't ride up front with me. The surprise element is 90% of it.
I'm sorry, man, but I ain't getting no trunk.
I can't believe you do me like this.
Do you like what, man? I just ain't climbing.
A scene from Jackie Brown, Elmore Leonard's new novel.
133-14, 133-14, 133-14.
It's called Be Cool. Coming up, what if God really did...
If I use these services in violation of the above agreement, I understand I may be in violation of local and or federal laws and am solely responsible for my actions.
Flowers, dove growing slowly in you, face turned towards the sun, two eyes merge in one. The folded petals of love, naked among soft flowers sleep, growing slowly in you, dove, turned towards the sun face. Eyes merge in one, two folded petals of love thee among soft flowers sleep naked, slowly in you, dove growing. Towards the sun face turn, merge in one, two eyes, petals of love the folded soft flowers sleep naked among. In you, dove growing slowly, the sun face turned towards, in one, two eyes merge, of love the folded petals. Sleep naked among soft flowers, the folded petals of love, eyes merge in one, two towards the sun face turned, in you, dove growing slowly. Dove growing slowly in you, naked among soft flowers sleep, folded petals of love be, merge in one, two eyes, the sun face turned towards. Face turned towards the sun, growing slowly in you, dove, among soft flowers sleep, naked petals of love be, folded in one, two eyes merge.
5. By logging on, I will have released and discharged the providers, owners, and creators of this site from any and all liability which might arise. Thank you.
And there is a lesson that we all can learn from the Black Orpheus. And the lesson is that death will win every time. Well, there is an opportunity that we all have to somehow circumvent death by passing a heritage on to the next generation. Just say, Siggy. See, I used to think that I could somehow outwit death and I could outmaneuver death, but I don't believe that any longer. I no longer believe that I cannot be killed. Nobody gets out of this life alive. Definitely not Huey P. That's why I tell all my comrades, I say, hey, brothers, hey, sisters, you only going to die one death. Don't die a million deaths worrying about it. I'm just trying to laugh at all the funny things that happen on the way to the grave. And I guess the funniest thing that happened when you die, everybody want to bring you some flowers. But they don't want to bring you any soup while you're alive to help keep you alive. And I'm getting to the point where I'm saying, you know, when I die, I don't want any flowers. I can't smell flowers where I'm going. I want my soup. Huh? You know what I'm saying? I want my soup. See, because these people always just want to believe in the image that they created of me, but they never really want to believe in me doing the things that I felt were important to me. But that's cool. That's all right. They're afraid. Politicians are afraid to communicate. Social workers are afraid to socialize, and they just want to put me up in a box. And I realize that Huey P. Newton will never get out of that box, but I tell you something, people, it's not something that causes me any problems any longer. It's literally not, because you know what my motto is? Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Huh? What was that thing my brother Melvin taught me? Huh? Shakespeare? Macbeth? Act 5? Scene 5? Huh? Sitting up in that castle, straight up ghetto gangster. Talking about tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this what?
Creeps in this petty place.
Petty place. Day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have let it fool the way to dust to death.
Out of the brief gun.
Life's but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot. Full of sound and fury, signify nothing. Now a sip champagne, we're thirsty. Birthday was the worst day. Now a sip champagne. Birthdays was the worst day. Now we're sipping on pain. Sipping on close up.
27-year-old Huey Newton died in a hail of gunfire this morning.
Dead on an Oakland street, those who believed in one Huey steadfastly refused to acknowledge the other.
As we mourn him, we celebrate the legacy that he left us of struggle and resistance.
Blessed are those who struggle. Oppression is worse than the grave. It is better to die for a noble cause than to live and die a slave.
Newton, a handsome, charismatic man, was somewhat of a folk hero to many. The Black Panther Party, which Newton founded with Bobby Seale in 1966, had come to symbolize the new black militancy of the 60s.
Huey P. Newton, the Minister of Defense, who put this into motion.
He is a very, very strong leader of the Black Panther Party located in Brooklyn.
You can jail revolutionaries, but you can't jail a revolution.
It's not a black nationalist problem. It's America's problem. Because whatever type of people we have today, America produced these people.
Whenever a colonized people begin to move against the oppressor must step up its oppression.
They made quite a spectacle with their black leather jackets and their guns. They displayed a fearless and arrogant pride that poor black people had just never experienced.
Huey P. Newton is the only leader that black people should recognize. You must free our leader. He must be freed, and he will be freed.
I have these Black Panthers up here with guns on the second floor.
We are not in a mind to sit around or to sing songs about Huey. We will go down with Huey.
I am a revolutionary.
Where'd you get that Sansucci amplifier?
I got it at Stereos and Stuff, Jagoff, and it only cost me $9.99.
$9.99? What a deal! For the amplifier and the tuner?
Yeah, and that's not all, shit-faced. I also got an anti-static record cloth and two HLH Crowd Quadio Quattro Quirk 3000 speakers that you're drooling all over, scumbag.
Only $9.99? I must be some sort of Neanderfuck for not having gone down to Stereos and Stuff and got one already. I gotta fire some money. Gotta get my head up.
If you've got your head up your ass about Stereos, come to Stereos and Such, located...
Playing any more music for anybody, and that includes myself, until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air. I mean, why should I bother to play records for you if you're not even willing to call up and pledge a couple of dollars? A couple of dollars. It's not that much money. We've been playing what you want, but we have to have your money. We can't make it without you. We played Margot Hemingway's new album. We debuted it, premiered it on this station. We're the only station in the whole tri-state area to play the Fish Cheer, all the way through. We play a lot of old stuff. We play a lot of Cher stuff before she sold out.
You play a lot of crap, but that's what you...
Excused.
Well, we got a long freight that was in there. We pulled some people off there, took them to the station.
Get up! Do you mean some transients?
Tramps and hobos.
Were all those questioned?
Yes, sir, they were taken to the station and questioned.
Ask the question.
All right, let's go back to that Amos Sheeran's matter.
Yes, sir. Traffic had been cut off into the area since about 10, but there were three cars that came in during this time, from around noon till the time of the shooting. The cars circled the parking lot and left, like they was checking the area. And one of the drivers seemed to have something he was holding up to his mouth. That last car came in about 7 to 10 minutes before the shooting. It was a white Chevrolet four-door Impala, muddy up to the windows. Towards the underpass, I saw two men. They were standing behind a picket fence. They were looking up towards Maine and Houston, following the caravan as it came down. One of them was middle-aged, heavy-set. The other man was younger. There were two other men. They were on the eastern end of the parking lot, and each of them had uniforms. At the time of the shooting, there seemed to be some commotion. I just am unable to describe a flash of light or smoke or something, which caused me to feel that something out of the ordinary had occurred there on the embankment.
Some people are okay.
But your performance will have to slow, and then we'll ease you into the bigger crowds, all right?
You can count on me, sir.
Cool.
You just hit every single guy in the face of the earth. Is that true? I just hate all these extroverted, obnoxious, pseudo-bohemian losers.
Well, now I remember why I haven't been anywhere in months. Simple for everybody else. You give them a Big Mac and a pair of Nikes and they're happy. I can't relate to 99% of humanity.
This excludes from religious ritual people like ourselves who may feel, I mean, it's kind of like, I think they call co-counseling in the therapeutic world,
right?
Without, you know.
Someone who wants to put the mantle on.
Exactly, exactly. Because why should I have to confess to Father Johnson there where I might want to confess to you, or I might want to confess to my wife or to my children?
To collaborate, because this was advisors to the king. And it says that this was based upon the Greek legend of Oedipus, mm-hmm. who murdered his father and married his mother, Oedipus. So the white man, genetically inferior, unable to survive the planetary change of the 21st century, will need to mix his genes with a stronger, more resistible strand of genetic power. So he will murder the black man, his father, and marry the black woman, his mother. And symbolically around the country, the new racial grouping has developed called multiracial,
mm-hmm,
where
mm-hmm.
blacks who don't want to be called black anymore, who are mixed or coloreds, are seeking a special racial status.
Question, as in three, null, null.
Part of the shock jock Bible is, and listen, I don't like doing this. Eric doesn't like doing this.
This is my law.
Yeah, we have to. We're obligated by the FCC to make a DJ bet. All right, we're going to do this bet with the Howard Stern show, allegedly. We'll see.
Let's investigate this claim.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, so where are we now? Are we on with these guys?
Yes. It's the regular guys, Howard.
You can start screaming now.
No, I'm not screaming. I was just describing to the audience that you guys...
Oh, I do.
I haven't heard this story before. Let me do it for you. They sat at my feet in Los Angeles, and they learned there, and then they took their act on the road, and they're just doing my act.
They
Is
were
that
my,
anywhere in the ballpark?
They were my bitches.
All right, well, that pretty much describes it.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Well, I can't relate to humanity either, but I don't think it's completely hopeless.
Well, it's not completely hopeless for you. I'm not even in the same universe as those creatures back there.
Then I'll let you handle the 4:30 crowd by yourself. And that way you can evaluate your performance while it's slow. And then we'll ease you into the bigger crowds, all right?
You can count on me, sir.
Cool. Do you serve beer? Any alcohol?
I wish. Actually, you wish. After about 5 minutes of this movie, you're gonna wish you had 10 beers.
What are you doing? You don't ever criticize the feature.
Why? What's the difference? I mean, we already got his money.
Look, that's the policy, okay? If you want to make up your own rules, open up your own theater.
Yeah, let me have lots of butter on it. There you go. Smothered in delicious yellow chemical sludge.
What is wrong with you?
What? I was just joking around with the customers. It's my shtick.
Well, lose it.
And why aren't you pushing the larger sizes? Didn't you get training about upsizing?
Yeah, but I feel really weird. It's pretty sleazy.
It's not optional.
Jesus.
Hi. Can I get a medium 7-up?
Medium? Yes, sir. Do you not know that for a mere 25 cents more, you could purchase a large beverage? And you know, I'm only telling you this because we're such good friends. Medium is really only for suckers who don't know the concept of value.
Desirable for such a candidate to have great personal ambition and to be vulnerable to blackmail for some past occurrences.
And if the Mets win, I will tell you what city you can go to and do morning radio in.
And then here's the deal. I mean, these two guys are complete goofs.
Right. Because everybody stole your act.
That's right.
No, you guys didn't at all.
You thought it up.
Yeah, you thought this all up.
Right.
You know, why is it that radio guys can't give a salute to somebody that they learn from or someone who led the path for them? I've never seen an industry.
Well, you know, maybe if you didn't beat the crap out of people so hard, they might be willing to do that every once in a while to say, yeah, you know, a lot of guys, David Letterman, SCTV, a lot of different people inspire me, and Howard Stern did some things. Maybe more people would say that if he didn't beat the crap out of people.
You think David Letterman was the inspiration for this, huh?
No, I think that a lot of people... You had no inspiration? Did you have any inspiration, or were you born in a vacuum?
No, because nobody was doing what I was doing. I had to dream
right.
All the stuff up that you do today. You think you could talk for more than 30 seconds?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I do. Yes, I do.
I learned like you did from Steve Dahl.
Oh, I see, from Steve Dahl.
Yes.
Yeah, he's doing remarkable stuff.
And remarkably well.
Well, he did until you stole his act.
Hey, you know who else stole? Robin, by the way, your book sucked. I mean, Robin, your book was really terrible. I'm sorry to say.
Guys, maybe you're too talented for me. I don't think I can keep up with you. If you could just slow down a little.
All right, let's do the bet.
All right. You mean that original, that idea where it's two disc jockeys?
Yeah, that's the idea. It's stupid.
And tearing up Atlanta.
Yes, it's in the...
Yes.
I can't wait to go up again.
Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
Yeah,
let me tell you something. I don't usually yell at people that are your age because I respect the elderly.
Come on, old man.
Yeah, old man.
Come on, old man.
What are you, 56?
I'm 45 and at least...
56 years old. Hey, take your top off. It's pathetic, Howard. It's pathetic.
20 years of this. 20 years.
Look, he's calling me a young punk. Hey. Of course he's old.
Hey. How's that TV show doing? How are the ratings, Howard, huh?
Great. We're in our second season.
Yeah, at 3 a.m.
Hey, Howard, John Boy and Billy are making a movie. That's not exact. You have to be successful.
How does it smell back there?
How's my two TV shows? How's the two new ones?
Two?
On the
Which one? The one that hasn't aired yet and the abortion?
The one on the E! Network and the one on the CBS television network.
You mean the rehash of your boring radio show?
Hey, what's the difference between the E! Show and the other show?
None. 3 a.m. Nice ratings at 3 a.m.
Before I get to Atlanta.
How many sponsors are not 1-800 numbers on your TV show?
Hence, someone not apt to become too independent in time, but always amiable to suggestion on the policy level. So our present political system guarantees that we will always get very corrupted people.
Compromised.
Yes. Now, an example, not in terms of corruption, but how this process works, in the book The Unhappy Lords by A.K. Chesterton, he quoted President Eisenhower, who made a speech at a park that was founded by Bernard Baruch, one of the prominent Wall Streeters for over 40 years.
Right.
And Eisenhower said, 25 years ago, as a young man, an unknown major, I took the wisest step in my life. I consulted Mr. Baruch. Now, it's a historical fact that when World War II... A little peek at what goes on and why certain key people are promoted. Later on, we had Alexander Haig, who joined Henry Kissinger's coattails. The same thing happened.
Right, right.
And then Colin Powell in the early 1970s linked up with the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. Jimmy Carter did the same through Rockefeller, and lo and behold, they became very big in their careers.
Smoker. Something. Which caused me to feel that something out of the ordinary had occurred there on the embankment.
My other artists. We had no general public. The only thing that we did have was the opportunity of seeing each other in shows. And between 47 and 52, you might say, Betty Parsons, Charlie Egan, and to some extent Sam Coots, were the only places where any of us had an opportunity of presenting ourselves, of showing the work. It was not, in that sense, a true marketplace. It was not, in that sense, even a showing place. It was a primitive cultural situation, in the sense that in artists, we each lived alone in our studios. And then there were just a few isolated places where somebody was willing to sit with the work. And there was the open door, and that's all there was.
And that willingness to start over and ease of starting over is more valuable than the stuff that you accumulate. I want to talk a little bit more about managing your time for financial independence. Sometimes people are amazed with how simple these ideas are. I will acknowledge to you that everything I say in this seminar is incredibly simple. And there's nothing in here that requires differential calculus or any of that complicated stuff. Here's another real simple idea. So let's take an extreme case. Let's take a person that has an extreme poverty consciousness. I mean, they've got a lot of bills, and they have a full-time job, and they have a part-time job in the evenings, and they have another part-time job on the weekends, and they're struggling every minute. And they have 4 hours free every Sunday. That's their free time. How does this person apply their time in order to become financially independent? Anyone can apply their time, and I'll just use this example with this person to prove that it works, since it's an extreme case. Person takes half of their free time and spends it in order to design and complete some kind of a project that, once it's completed, produces an income for them forever, without further attention. But if you don't have any money machines that produce income for you without you paying attention to them, that's simply because you haven't spent the time to sit down and design one and figure it out. See? Everybody can do that. Everybody can have a money machine that produces money for you forever without your constant attention.
I really hope that you come to Atlanta, because when we kick your ass, that's when the million-dollar contracts start.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Your material is so old and tired.
I think I did this whole bit 900 times already.
20 years
and,
of this.
And here you are. And here you are doing it again, which makes the point.
From you guys.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. For 20 years, everybody has stolen this act. 20 years, the same act on radio.
All right, hold on just 1 second. Why don't you back that up? What exactly have we stolen of yours?
We have riots.
You've stolen our entire attitude.
Ah! An attitude!
Are you still seeing a shrink?
How do you know everything about me and I don't know anything about you two?
Because you're famous, huh?
Because my sister goes to your doctor.
Can I ask you an honest question?
I used to work at Scores.
Because our sports guy used to work at Scores and watch you get high every day.
How do you guys know? Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question.
Peddling Chinese
galley slaves. Can't be wrong. You just throw some white rice down there and we're good for an entire show. Still out of Newton, though. Can't seem to get out of town. We might have to resort to white man magic. The magic of the globally spanned cover the earth forever sperm technology. More moving parts than is allowed by municipal law. And still they keep coming. Patents appending. Stolen from the aliens. Back in the 40s. Late 40s. Extreme sunspot activity. Early 47, when it all began to change, leading up, ladies and gentlemen, to our plotted arc, three quarters of the way through scene number two. About page 77 on your cast script. You're bound by law not to show this to anyone. And if you do, your career could be over. Mike O is in on it, so don't think about it. Your metaphysics right now, covering your ass on your watch, fake Rolex as it may be, Gary Geiserman. I say Gary Geiserman on the watch. $39 off the street. Can't beat it. 1,000 Chinamen, can't be wrong. Of course, my heart still belongs in Kiev with the CD pressing plants fighting one man's battle against the media conglomerates in the Western Principality of the Land of the Mirror. Cinderella Land. Good place to finish it off. Polish off that sucker. You know, the Western United States. A big glimmering tool in the sun, thought to be by some a heartfelt place of spiritual seeking in the open amorous wound of the addicted lady in the movies. But really, it's the orange meanies all over the place. And strip search on the freeway in Orange County. With more dry, clean, white sperm than pert near anywhere else around today. Make no mistake about it. It's so clean and dry there, you cannot sweat. No tropical rainforests there. No Southeast Asian preteen yellow slave trade over there. WZBC.org and the big board ticking it off. (617) 552-4686 If you're going through the S curve on the telco. NewMetaphysics.com, studio475.com/NewMetaphysics, Quadrophenia over there, on the compressed audio picture format, cross-platform, we play no favorites here. I mean, if you've got to jack the sperm, you might as well get all down and slurpy with it. I mean, they may make products at West, but they were conceived sexually. Right over here in the northeast sector of the landmass. You can look it up. And you can look behind it also. All the way back to the secret schools. All the way back before civilization is said to have begun. You can look back where you can't look back no more, if you don't believe me. But it's one big happy family today. Everybody is copulating with everybody else. Since if there's no evolution, how are we going to get anywhere? You figure it out. You're the policeman. And WZBC.org, 56 glimmering clickobytes in that secret code called audio. That's right. You get a mathematician's wet dream and you rev it up with polished sperm and you can hear it. Even though most doubt this to be true, and you can look that up.
Person a year before their first money machine gets into operation and starts producing them an income. And since it's the first one they ever designed, it might not produce a whole lot of income. If it produces any income, now they might have 8 free hours a week instead of 4. And they take half of that, they have twice as much time to spend on their next money machine, plus they have the success consciousness of having created the first one, and so it'll take a lot shorter time to create the second one.
I have a question for you.
How is it I don't even know your two names, and you...
Because we're not famous. You're famous. Let me ask you a question, honestly. This is the truth.
What did you
say? I didn't hear you. This is such good radio that
yes.
I can't stand it.
You know you're being beat. Let's just finish up here.
Absolutely, you're being beat.
Yes, 1 million.
We're going to retire today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we're...
Well, good. It's about time. Your show sounds very tired.
Honestly, if I could ask you a question that I would really like to ask, how does a guy, because I do this, a guy is making like $17 million a year, how do you still wake up at 3:30 in the morning? Are you twisted?
I don't know. This
guy makes like $17 million a year. He still wakes up.
I'd have quit a long time ago.
I really can't keep up with you. You're too fast for me.
Well, the cry of the loser.
You want to do the bet where you bet personally.
Yeah, we know it's stupid, all right? Now get to it or don't do it.
All right. I won't do it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Really a pleasure.
We'll see you here in Atlanta.
See you in Atlanta.
We can't wait to be on.
I hope they put you on.
Mel Karmazin rules. God bless you.
Yeah, we're all scared of you, you stupid...
Same old act for 20 years. Oh, they stole my act. Take your top off, honey. Yeah.
It's all the same thing. They sat in my feet.
Tim used to work at the strip club that he went to and watched him get high every day with his crew.
I saw him get shotguns from the strippers.
Yeah. King of one medium.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. There used to be a time when people in radio were terrified of him because he would say things that nobody else... But those days are long gone. He's running on fumes. I hope he does come to Atlanta because we're going to kick his ass. Beat that aging hippie.
How old really is he?
He's like 50.
He's not 45. I know he's the same age as Letterman. I think Letterman's like 40.
But he never looked... You know how some people look good and got old? He never looked good.
It's like when my dad...
What, are you kidding me? Listen, if I tried to put on a toupee and have long hair and try to, do whatever, 20-year-olds are doing, how pathetic would that be as I advance in age?
I remember my dad on weekends would put on jeans.
Got a point.
You know, like, I'm a young guy, I'm wearing jeans.
Yeah, shiny jeans.
Right, it was the wrong jeans. Yeah, they weren't Levi's. That's how Stern looks to me now. It's like, you know what, act your age.
But I understand to murder your father and marry your mother as a part of a legend means that you would colonize Africa, kill the men, and marry the women.
Oh, that was great. Jeez, thanks a lot for cooking.
Oh, I love to cook.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess most women wouldn't invite a guy over on the first date, but I think you should trust your instincts. When I talked to you on the phone, you just seemed so, I don't know, so harmless.
Thanks.
Pierce in my penis, and I said that I wanted to be a full-time slave to a woman, to do everything she wanted, to wait on her and have sex in it whatever way she wanted or didn't want. And Sherry thought that was pretty exciting. She liked the idea. She was always into trying new things.
This town, and I'm not being facetious now, is the most liberal of any city I've ever been in. It's really a goof that way. But as liberal as it is, I was very surprised that there were, with one minority group a couple of weeks ago, they were really bum-rapping the Sharks. Really. Now, the way I look at it, it would be different if the Sharks were flagrant offenders. But I mean, they made one mistake. And everybody capped on him immediately. You don't know, maybe that kid was snotty with a shark. I got a shark skin suit hanging like that. Yeah. That could have been. And let's see. Yeah, in Miami, I was there. I went down there for vacation. And it's weird that they have a thing called season. And this was off season, which drugged me because I wanted to go first class and I couldn't. But I took the champagne flight. I'm a nervous nut anyway. I can usually make a plane for about an hour, and then I start to walk. I look at the signs, no fumare, occupado, fly Pan Am. Then I usually go in the men's room, I lock the door, and I make faces in the mirror of myself.
Then I spite them. I drink the water. You're not supposed to. It's not for drinking, but I drink it anyway. Then I ring for the hostess. Those chicks will never come in the toilet with you, though. Ever, yeah. I don't understand why they say that, ring for the hostess. What do you want?
I can't tell you. Come in here.
Be really disciplined with him. And if he wasn't allowed, for example, to sit on the furniture, the idea was he was only allowed to sit on the floor. So if he sat on the furniture, I'd have to stop and discipline him.
Thanks. Teacher Steve Cleveland, explain all that. Oh, Mike, you don't get tickled too easily, do you?
Oh, my God. I want that whole thing taped. Oh, Jesus.
I'm trying to reach you. It's tough for to get to the president.
What? Who's this?
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you! You only exist out here because of me! That's the only reason. Without me, you, personally, every fucking wise guy still around, I'll take a piece of your fucking Jew ass!
Do you want to hustle? Do you want the salsa? Come to Rimba Simba River Rings, and you'll call them as the Rimba in the Rimba Rider Lumber Rated Rimba Garden Civil Level Rent, because the Lumber Rent is your Lord at Dotty Dotty Doss, and call Salsame. Or if you want to find a dealer, Nisco deal at Disco to you, call Disco Hotline 661-1181 as the Rimba Garden Civil Level Rent, the Gatto Simba River Local, is Ronda Cochueva Health Spa.
You just take the time to look back at material like you have assembled here in your book, Trees in the New World Order. It's all there, one plus one plus one plus one. It's not a mystery.
my children confess to me by providing a portable confessional. With you are providing a forum for that.
I'll rush and taking action, but what could I say? You know, you gotta defend yourself, I guess.
Time's now approximately 10:37, and I'm going to suspend the interview unless there's anything else that you want to tell us.
No, I don't think so. Not at the time, but I really don't want to say. That's it.
Okay.
April 17th, 1975 was a gentle land of peaceful, smiling people, and after that some horrible Holocaust took place.
So easy to make and destroy.
To me, it was part of the process. That's the important thing, working through a process.
Well, this is Sunday night. I think I'm still holding up okay. I've gotten a little hyper. The piece is coming along fine. This piece, it's so much fun, don't you think? I think it surprises people that they say, oh, it's so dense. It's so very, very dense, this piece.
पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से न आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से न आएगी या किसी के बुलाए
the value of that profit
minus their fee, in a form that's not recognized as taxable under American law. Now, the structures of doing this are incredibly complicated, and they employ lots of $1,000-an-hour tax lawyers. But the principle is very simple. You give your partner what would be taxable income. Your partner's not subject to tax. The partner gives it back to you minus their share of the pie in a form that's not taxed. Poof! Your taxes disappear.
Now, do you think a lot of corporations are using these kinds of tax havens? I mean, how representative is what Enron did of what other corporations are doing?
Well, Larry Summers, the president of Harvard, when he was Treasury Secretary, said that abusive corporate tax shelters were the biggest enforcement problem in the Internal Revenue Service was facing. And for a number of years now, we have seen the share of corporate profits that are being paid in income taxes go down, while the share of income earned by individual Americans going to income taxes has been rising. I think that the overall trend goes beyond the ability to explain it without looking at abusive tax shelters, many of which are offshore. And remember, when you go to a place like the Cayman Islands, you don't just get the ability to make taxes disappear, you get bank secrecy. The Cayman Islands does not respond to subpoenas from grand juries in the United States or letters from the IRS for corporate records.
Is there anything in the works now, either in Congress or in the accounting world, that might make it more difficult for other companies to do the kind of thing that Enron did?
Well, on the accounting lawyer side, that's a growing business, and there are a growing numbers of people who are devising different ways to make corporate taxes disappear. On the congressional side, there are some members of Congress who have raised issues about it, but no, fundamentally, there is no significant pressure in Congress to reform this system or to blow up the system and decide we're not going to tax corporations directly, we're going to instead tax the owners of the corporations and operate the tax system in a different way. This is not one of the problems Congress seems to be at all focused on.
When you were doing the research for your article that broke the story that Enron hadn't paid taxes in four out of the last 5 years, did you look at the actual books? Did you actually get to see the book?
No. What you get to see are disclosure statements called 10-Ks. That's a very dry document that all publicly traded companies file with the Securities and Exchange Commission. You can read them on the website www.SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC.gov. But just reading them, you have to learn how to read them. And you have to learn how to go through the footnotes. I can't prove that Enron actually got the refunds. They reported to the shareholders numbers that indicate they got these refunds, and the company has not disputed our story in any way.
When you realized that that Enron was eligible for a huge amount of refunds, plus it had avoided paying taxes for several years, what was your reaction? Did you realize that you were sitting on a really big story?
Well, I wasn't. Frankly, Terry, I've been doing this long enough on taxes that I wasn't surprised they were eligible for refunds. What I was really struck by was 881 subsidiaries. And I think there's quite a story in that. You have to think of Enron as a bank, an investment trading house, not an energy company. They're trading contracts. You'll supply me with so many kilowatts of electricity on Thursday, and I'll pass them on to somebody else. And they're trading these contracts in this product that vanishes in a matter of seconds, electricity. You can't store electricity except in a battery. They have these incredibly complicated transactions going on to make these trades. And investors in the company were never given a full picture of this because most of these trades were done through entities that were not directly on the books of Enron. And many of them were done through these black boxes in the Cayman Islands where you have bank secrecy and no one really understands what's going on. I think that's a very fundamental, important issue for investors going forward, is how much information and how fully and straightforwardly is it reported by the companies they invest in. Now, the accounting profession has for a long time been selling its auditing services on a lowest cost basis. I don't go, if I need brain surgery tomorrow, I don't go around and see which brain surgeon will give me the lowest price. I find the guy who will do the best job. And so long as audits are treated as this, oh, we have to do this for the government, let's get it done at the cheapest price we can, shareholders are not going to get the quality information they need to avoid things like the scandals we've seen at Waste Management, Sendant, and Enron and others.
What are some of the most interesting responses you got the day your story was published?
Oh, a lot of people went, yeah, I just knew that had to be true, something like that. Of course, those guys weren't paying taxes. And a lot of people, I think, were very upset about the notion that they're having money taken out of their check every week, and here's this big corporation busy lavishing campaign contributions all over Washington, and it's not just not paying taxes, it's getting money back from the government. You and I effectively gave Enron, every person listening to this broadcast, a buck and a half out of their pocket.
And what was the fact-checking process like at the New York Times when you reported this information?
Oh, the fact-checking process is every time you write a story like that, you put your job on the line.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, Terry.
Tell me more.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, I mean, literally, if you have in your career a big skin bag, I mean, let's say Enron had come out the next day and said, here's copies of our tax returns. We paid $1 billion in those 5 years. I at least couched the story in terms of here's what the public record shows, but, you know, there would have been a lot of trouble about that. I mean, that's the fundamental fact-checking system that you employ at the big newspapers. People have track records. They either get it right or they don't get it right.
You can wear anything from shorts to boots to skirts to jeans. Of course, you can go real cowboy with collar tips, big shiny belt buckles, bolo ties for men and women, boots in any style, color, or material, bandanas, and of course, cowboy hats.
Dancing is easy. You either change the weight or you don't. There are only those two choices. When you change the weight, it's called a step. When you don't change the weight, it's called a touch. There are lots of variations to the touch. You can touch your toe, your heel, or you can not touch at all and kick your foot and lift your knee. The important thing to remember on a touch is that you do not change your weight. On a step, you transfer the weight to the other foot, change the weight, and that way, the correct leg will always be ready to go. All right, let's start with our first country line dance.
Electric slide.
Let's start with the electric slide. It's one of the easiest country dances to learn. There are only three basic steps. The vine, the rock, and the kick. I'll be turning around so you'll be able to follow my feet. We'll practice the vine first. Right, left, right, left. The electric slide always starts moving to the right with the vine. Again. This is the vine. Moving back, doing the vine. Three steps and touch. Again, moving back. One more time, moving back. Now let's practice the rock. On the rock, you'll step your left foot forward. Step and touch, rock. Now let's try the kick. Starting with your left foot, step, kick, step, kick.
Ipog-it. Ooh.
Now you know the pattern. Let's put the electric line together. Starting to the right. Ready, step. Three steps and touch. Moving back. Three steps and touch. Rock and tick. Start it again. Vining. Moving back. Rock. Kick, vine. Hopefully you've got it. Great, have you got it? I think we're ready for the line. Let's
even
try
closer
the
to an Indian inverse the Trivex filter of love. Christian Morgenstern creates dots and made small, striking hairpins and stuff. Negative interlocking form in which brightly colored dots, ironic titles, sought jovial child's play on the magazine of the meaning behind every game, much later used by the Cubists. To summarize, it was art in concert picture making of bringing nothing very new into association with the genesis of an indelible mark that collage began the essential psychological identity of this century.
Why they say that ring for the hostess? What do you want?
I can't tell you. Come in here.
They'll never come in there. Everybody's happy. You know, the motivation for going to Miami is the sun. Yes, everybody's grooving. Now, we get there, and we're starting to land. Boom, boom, boom. I look out the window, and we see puddles. So they flip.
It's raining.
Where? No, it's not raining. They start to rationalize. They're washing the field down, right? No. That's it, it's raining. And the people that work in resort areas are very vicious. They hate tourists. You can tell, as tell a cab driver, hey, how long do you think the rain will last? I don't know, sometimes for months. Now, I'm in Miami. Miami is a groove, geographically, politically a cancer. The lowest. Jim Crow, Uncle Tom, stayed disgraced. Down there, they really had a shark problem. Very bitter with the sharks. Very drugged because the sharks did swing with a few tourists. They don't get a chance to check in and they've got them already. I know why the Chamber of Commerce was drugged about that in Miami, because it certainly screwed up fly now and pay later. They put out a booklet, a Dr. Hutton, a biologist. They spent 40 big ones, $40,000. The booklet, Do's and Don'ts for Swimmers in Shark-Infested Waters. You ready for the first do? Get out of the water as soon as possible. Can you have your guy having the moxie to type that out? Like, get out of the way. Oh, I'm glad you thought of that, Doctor. Jesus, I've been philosophizing with those sharks. Next do is try to ward the shark off with a piece of wood or anything else available. Like your stump, the other leg that he didn't get. Don't grab his tail for a ride. Don't hit the shark in the nose. I know if a shark came at me, I would just freeze. What the hell can you tell him? You can't talk to him.
Listen, I know a lot of people in the mafia, right?
Can he just bite you, that's all. They don't care. They're thoroughly integrated. Everybody goes, mop, mop, and that's it. Later.
With a pivot, a step, and a strong clap. We'll practice each of the steps individually. Let's start with the heel press. Switch. Now both heels swivel, clap, and bump. Single bump. Good. Now the cha-cha. Right foot, sliding three steps forward. Triple, two steps, switch direction. Triple, switch.
If we stood by the river or by the sea, by the river or there by the sea. If I couldn't swim, would you laugh at me?
Now for the achy breaky. The achy breaky line dance uses variations to basic steps you already know. The vine, the stomp, the bump, the star, the hitch, the vine, the stomp, the bump, and the scuff, and the vine. You can see it's a complicated line dance, so we'll practice in four sections. We'll start with the vine and the bump. Moving right, vine, stomp, and bump. Again, vine, stomp, and bump. Vine, stomp, single, single, double bump. Last time.
Take away his Jewish star and stocking cap.
For the second section, musical star.
The option was whiskey.
big deal. You can be my drug tonight.
So what's with the guy that's been staring at you since we got here?
Shit, it's Keith. We dated.
He's pretty hot. You guys still friends?
Not really.
Why not? I'm friends with my exes.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
He's coming over. Is he in the three ways?
Look, he's a cop, so don't mention the drugs or anything.
Sure. Dad?
David!
Keith, hi, how's it going?
Good, it's going good. It's the last place I'd ever expect to see you.
Yeah, well, it was Kurt's idea. Kurt, this is Keith.
Hey.
Kurt teaches square dancing.
Ah. Tried to get David to go dance with me the whole time we were together. Told me he didn't even like to dance. Eddie, this is David and
Kurt. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So how'd you guys meet?
Well, Eddie's an EMT. Met on the job. Lilywed's in a car crash. Saved the bride right in front of me.
What about the groom?
Didn't make it.
Wow. So the bride had eternity with the man she loved right in front of her, and then you go and save her, and she ends up left behind alone.
That's one way of looking at it.
Well, it's good to see you.
Yeah. Nice meeting you.
You too. Of course he's dating Mr. Fucking Super Guy ER.
I bet they have great sex. I mean, with the uniforms and all. You know, I dated a cop once, total control freak. Now, fireman, on the other hand...
Dating like an excuse for you to figure out who you want to be when you grow up?
I don't know. Is dating like an excuse for you to see who you wished you'd been when you were my age?